Good morning.
Good morning.
I've been here for like, what, 5 months? And every morning I wake up for a Sunday morning thinking, I want to say hello to the people who are here before we start the confession. And so I'm breaking Lutheran rules, all right? It is not the first time, and I'm guaranteeing it's not going to be the last. But one of the things that I love about being in this church is the fact that your faces are always expectant. You know, you're waiting for something to happen, and I love that. Last week, I didn't go through the liturgy real well, and so I just want you to know that it was a concern. We've had a couple of tests. I don't have... everything has been great so far. We got another thing we're trying with some medication. But I wanted to say thank you for supporting me next week. Last week, I know several of you sent text messages during church to Andrew. I just want you to know I appreciate that very, very much. So welcome, welcome, welcome. Those of you who are sitting here in the sanctuary and to the folks at home, which I think includes my mother this morning. So hi, Mom. Now will you stand for the forgiveness, the confession and forgiveness. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who forgives all our sin, whose mercy endures forever. God of all mercy and consolation, come to the help of your people, turning us from our sin to live for you alone. Give us the power of your Holy Spirit that we may confess our sin, receive your forgiveness, and grow into the fullness of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you for our whole self. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin and made us alive together in Christ. By grace you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith. Amen.
Thank you.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Praise. Sorry. And also with you. Yay. They sit here. They sit. You may be seated. Be seated. Let us pray. Bend our ear, bend your ear to our prayers, Lord Jesus Christ, and come among us. By your gracious life and death for us, bring light into the darkness of our hearts and anoint us with your Spirit. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Good morning.
You have anointed my head with oil. You have anointed my head with oil. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. The Lord makes me lie down in green pastures and leads me beside still waters. You restore my soul, O Lord, and guide me along right pathways for your name's sake. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You have anointed my head with oil. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup is running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You have anointed my head with oil.
This reading is from the fifth chapter of Ephesians. Once you were darkness, but now in the Lord you are light. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the light is found in all that is good and right and true. Try to find out what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness. Rather, expose them. For it is shameful even to mention what such people do secretly. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible. For everything that becomes visible is light. Therefore it says, Sleeper, awake, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The gospel is 2 pages long, so I don't want you just sitting there reading or standing there reading. I want to read one that's a little bit different. All right, just bear with me. Put your bulletin down. You don't need to read that right now. All right, just want you to hear this in a different way. All right. The title of this is True Blindness. Walking down the street, Jesus saw a man blind from birth, and his disciples said, Hey, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, causing him to be born blind? Jesus said, You are asking the wrong question. You're looking for someone to blame. There is no such cause-effect here. Look instead for what God can do. We need to be energetically at work for the one who sent me here, working while the sun shines. When the night falls, the workday is over. For as long as I am in the world, there is plenty of light, for I am the world's light. He said this and then spit in the dust, made a little clay paste and with his saliva, and he rubbed the paste on the blind man's eyes and said, Go wash at the pool of Siloam. Siloam means sent. The man went and washed and saw. Soon the town was buzzing. His relatives and those who year after year had seen him as a blind man begging were saying, Why isn't this the man we knew? We knew him that way. He sat on the street and he begged. Others would say, No, it's him all right. I've known him since birth. But others objected still. It's not the same man at all. It just looks like him. He said to them all, It's me. I'm the very one. They said, How did your eyes get open? He responded, A man named Jesus made a paste and rubbed it on my eyes and told me, Go to Siloam and wash. I did exactly what he said. And when I washed, I saw. Those around said, Well, where is he now? The man said, I don't know. So they marched the man to the Pharisees. This day when Jesus made the paste and healed his blindness was on the Sabbath. The Pharisees grilled the man again on how he had come to see. And he said, He put clay paste on my eyes, I washed it, and now I see. Some of the Pharisees say, Obviously this man cannot be from God. He doesn't keep the Sabbath. Others countered, How can a bad man do miracles? God revealing things like this. There was a split in their ranks. They came back at the blind man, You're the expert. He opened your eyes. What do you say about him? He looked at them and he said, He's a prophet. The Jews didn't believe it, didn't believe the man was blind to begin with. So they called the parents of the man, now bright-eyed with sight, and they asked his parents, Is this your son, the one who you say was born blind? So how is it now that he sees? His parents said, We know he is our son, and we know that he was born blind. But we don't know how he came to see. We haven't a clue about who opened his eyes. Why don't you ask him? He's a grown man. He can speak for himself. His parents were talking like this because they were intimidated by the Jewish leaders who had already decided that anyone who took a stand that this was the Messiah who killed him would be kicked out of the meeting place. That's why his parents said, Ask him. He's a grown man. They called the man back a second time. The man who had been blind, he told him, Give credit to God. We know this man is an imposter. The formerly blind man said, I know nothing about that one way or the other. This is what I know for sure. I was blind, and now I see. They said, what did he do to you? How did he open your eyes? And the formerly blind man said, I've told you this over and over, and you haven't listened. Why do you want to hear it again? Are you so eager to become his disciples? With that, they jumped all over him. You might be a disciple of that man, but we're disciples of Moses. We know for sure that God spoke to Moses, but we have no idea where this man even comes from. Formerly blind man said, this is amazing. You claim to know nothing about him, but the fact is, he opened my eyes. It's well known that God isn't at the beck and call of sinners, but listens carefully to anyone who lives in reverence and does God's will. That someone opened the eyes of a blind man has never been heard of before, ever. If this man didn't come from God, he wouldn't be able to do anything like that. They said, you're nothing but dirt. How dare you take that tone with us? Then they threw him out on the street. Jesus heard that they had thrown him out, and he went and found him. He asked him, do you believe in the Son of Man? The man said, point him out to me, sir, so that I can believe in him. And Jesus said, you're looking at him. Don't you recognize my voice? Master, he said, I believe. And knelt down and worshiped him. Jesus then said, I came into the world to bring everything into clear light of day, making all distinctions clear so that those who have never seen will see, and those who have will make great use of it. The word of the Lord. All right, I'm inviting all the kids to come up. Woo, woo, woo. Hey, buddy, how you doing? Are you good? Oh, thank you for it. Oh, my goodness, sweet hugs. I'm sweet, thank you. I really appreciate that. All right, so I want to ask you a question. How many of you know what a miracle is? Anybody know what a miracle is? What do you think a miracle is? When something's amazing that you look at it and go, I have no idea how that happened. So maybe you plant tomatoes and a pumpkin grows there. You think that could happen? No? Maybe if I messed up the seeds, right? So what would be a miracle? Anybody? That's right, Mia. It would be a miracle. That's right. Yeah. So have you ever heard of a miracle before? So you know of a miracle? Yeah. Yeah, and the miracle was what? Your birthday cake? Oh, you're eating bread, but you're still short. You're still chewing. All right, go chew right away. Bread is great. Bread is great. Girls, do you know what a miracle is? Do you think what a miracle might be? It's okay. Let me tell you what a miracle is. In the Bible, there are 37 miracles that Jesus does. Did you know that? Did you guys know that? 37 miracles in the four Gospels that Jesus performs. The story I told today is just one of those. So look at me. I'm going to tell you what happened. All right? So Jesus is walking down the street. And he sees this guy, and this guy's begging. And he's probably sitting on the floor like you guys are. And he has his stick out, you know, maybe he has his hat or something there. And he would be saying something like, alms for the poor? Alms for the poor? Can you guys say that? Say it with me, alms for the poor. All right, you ready? Put your hands out in front of you. Put your hands out in front of you. And I want you to close your eyes and say, alms for the poor with me. Alms for the poor? Alms for the poor? Alms for the poor? Not one of you came up and gave us money. What happened? Were they supposed to come give us money? Yes? Fake money? Pretend money. They could have brought pretend money, but they didn't. All right, so let me tell you what happened. This guy was sitting on the side of the road, just like you guys, with his hands out, and he was asking for money. And all of a sudden, Jesus comes over. And he takes some dirt, and he spits in his hand.
Can y'all do that? Take dirt, spit in your hand, just pretend. Yeah, there's not really dirt. Take it up. Now, you rub it together and you make a little paste. This is what Jesus did. He made a little paste. And then, I need a volunteer. Somebody be a volunteer for me? All right, so I have this paste that's been made. All right, come here, buddy. Come here, buddy. What's your name? No, come here. Wyatt? Okay, so I'm going to show what Jesus did, all right? You just stand right like that, and so this is what I want you to close your eyes because you can't see. I have just gotten dirt and spit in my hands and made it into a paste. And this is what he did. He rubbed on Wyatt's face, and he said to Wyatt, go wash this off in the pool of Siloam. And the blind man went to the pool, and he washed all that off, and guess what happened? He could see. He had been blind his whole life. But all of a sudden, after Jesus put paste on him, he became not blind anymore. He became someone who can see. Wouldn't that be a cool miracle? Yeah? Maybe you know someone who gets sick sometimes, and sometimes I wonder, why don't they get the miracle? We're going to talk about that for a little bit in church, okay? All right, let's pray. God, we thank you for the miracles that you perform. And we thank you, God, for us being here together today. Amen. All right, guys. Thanks, y'all, for coming up. Appreciate it. Oh, appreciate that hug. That was so nice. I've gotten multiple hugs today. He's a hugger. Some of them got in the office after a while, earlier. All right, how many people in this room have ever seen a miracle? Raise your hand if you have seen a miracle, okay? You just saw one right here. We did a miracle, right? The Olympics were on for the past several weeks, and the hockey game that harkened back to the team that won in 1980, you remember do you believe in miracles? That game played a lot because the U.S. was in the soccer finals. They had this great American, wonderful moment in Olympic history. And so they used it as sort of a gets hyped up because maybe we're going to do this again. And we heard it all the time. And I was sitting there one day and they were talking about, do you believe in miracles? And I had to think for a minute. Do I? Do I believe in miracles? My dad was sick for 10 or 12 years with several different kinds of cancer. He had Alzheimer's, and in the end, we were all very grateful that he passed so peacefully. But I cannot tell you that there weren't moments when I begged for a miracle. That I wanted his cancer to go away, that I wanted his eyesight to be restored from macular degeneration. I prayed that his Alzheimer's would not get any worse. I prayed that he would remember me, that he would see me, and he would know me that last time I saw him. He didn't get a miracle. He passed away after multiple years of multiple cancers. For the most part, it was okay. We had some really tough days, but you know what? He was happy and joyful, and he loved his family. He loved going for walks. He loved riding the kids on his legs when they would get hold of him, and he would pick up them sitting on his feet. We didn't get a miracle. Before that, Cindy's mom, one of the sweetest, kindest, most amazing women on the planet, and I'm telling you right now, I would set her up against anybody. Passed away from cancer as well. Just last month, her cousin, after probably getting drunk, drove into a head-on collision with a tanker truck and was killed immediately. Some of you have had deaths in your life. All of you have. If you haven't yet, you're probably too young to know it. Death comes in the midst of us all the time. We're watching death live 24/7 on TV. The bombing, the brutality, the war, the starvation. In our own country, people driving into mosques trying to destroy them. Brutality seen all over the place. Disaster after disaster, fire after fire.
shooting after shooting. And I pray and I say, God, where are you in these moments? And it took me back to studying. I wanted to find out when some of the moments were in history that people said, God's not here. And there's too many to count. There are too many moments in our collective histories. There are too many moments in our world history, in our local history, for us to even count the number of moments we said, God, where are you? This blind man has been blind from birth. He did not ask Jesus to heal him. Did you notice that? He didn't ask Jesus to heal him. Jesus saw him on the side of the road, and the disciples are like, well, what made him blind? Must have been some sin he committed. No. Jesus doesn't ask for a reason. Jesus doesn't try to judge him. Jesus doesn't say, you know, do you have your legal passport? Do you have your citizenship papers? Do you have your vaccination? Do you have this or that? Jesus walked over to the man, picked up some dirt, spit into it, rubbed it together, made a paste, put it on the guy's eyes, and said, go to the pool. Wash it out, and you will see. And the man goes. Washes it out, and all of a sudden, guess what? He could see. He had received a miracle that he probably had hoped for his entire life, but he didn't ask for it from Jesus. That was a free gift of grace that Jesus gave to this man. Can you imagine being blind your entire life and all of a sudden with one piece of mud on your face and a little washing up, you can see again or see for the first time? I've worn glasses since I was in elementary school. When I try to see, y'all, I can see, well, I see you sort of. You're fuzzy, though, and I couldn't recognize where you are if I hadn't been standing here long enough to figure out who's sitting where. But I've never been blind. I know that I cannot see without the assistance of glasses. But what I also know is that I can't do some of the things that I want to do that change the world with that limited view, that if I can't make all the blind people see, that I don't need to try. I'm one person. I can't feed everybody who's starving. I'm one person. I cannot possibly make a difference in this world. Jesus has to be a part of it. The man who is healed of his blindness, he gets called into the principal's office multiple times. The Pharisees, they won't even come in. Now, we know a guy who used to beg, but you don't look like him anymore. Are you that guy? Yeah. No, you're not. You don't look like him anymore. Yes, I am. No, you're not. Yes, I am. No, you're not. Yes, I am. No, you're not. It goes on and on. They even call in his parents and say, do you know this guy? Is he your son? Yes. Was he blind? Yes. Are you sure he was blind? Yes. Are you certain he was blind? Yes. Look at him now. Is he different? Yes. Look at the blind man and say, what's going on? And he said, a man, a prophet, put mud on my eyes, I washed them off, and now I can see. Sometimes the miracles that happen around us, we don't see. There basically are two options when people think about miracles, particularly in Christian miracles. So the first option is why we don't see miracles anymore, we don't believe in miracles anymore. First reason is some people say, God can do miracles, did miracles back then so that we'd have all these examples, but God chooses not to do miracles anymore. The second is that miracles still happen everywhere. We're just not writing them down in a book for everybody to memorize. The first option I could never believe. That God saw all of the mess that happened in the world, since the creation, and said, you know what, man, there's a bunch of people sick, there's a bunch of things going wrong. I just don't have time for that. Walks away. That's not God, is it? God didn't slink away when things are hard. God is present. God is with us. We may not feel it every moment, but God is with us in our heart, in our head, in the marrow of our bones. God is present with us. There will be times when you will not feel it. There will be times when you don't see miracles around you. There are times when you will see miracles that blow your mind. You may even see a miracle and talk to somebody and try to explain it to them, and they're like, I don't think that was a miracle. That was a coincidence. I mean, seriously, they were taking medicine. What if the miracle is the 8-year-old little kid who says, I want to cure blindness, and goes to school and studies hard, goes to the library, checks out books on medicine that everybody says are a little above his reading level, but he doesn't care. He keeps studying and studying. He keeps trying to figure out where he wants to go to school. And he goes to medical school, whether it's a huge, you know, one of the big medicine schools or a smaller one. He becomes a doctor, and then he says, after his training, his specialty is going to be cancer. And they say, I thought you were going to cure blindness. And he said, if I can figure out one thing, I can do the other. He's a researcher now. Got fired from a government research grant. He says he was about 4 months away from finding a cure to one of the optical cancers that occurs. And he lost all his funding. He was going at the cancer, and then figuring out if blindness was related to that. I read that story and I think the miracle was that child. The possibility that he is still living into. He didn't stop. He's still studying. The miracle is a gift of his mind and his heart and his hands. The miracle is the little kid who says you're sweet and gives you a hug. The miracle is giving away 250 pretzels and 300 bottles of water yesterday when for free. People would come by and say, oh, yeah, I want a pretzel, and they'd start reaching in their pocket and say, no, no, this is free. And they'd be like, what? Yeah, water's free, pretzels are free. How many times did they say, are you serious? 250 times, I think. 250 times. People were walking by, and they're green. Someone had open containers. I'm not sure what was in it. But what a miracle to see a town and a community gathered together to celebrate. The miracle is us. The miracle is us, who we are, and how we share that with the world. The miracles are happening all around us. Listen. Listen. Miracles are happening all around us. I know that. Do you? If you don't yet, I'll believe for you until you can. Amen.
Let us say what we believe together by responding and singing and speaking the creed together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father. He comes to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life of everlasting. Amen.
Reconciled by God's mercy and sustained by God's presence, let us pray for the world and its needs. God, our shepherd, we pray that you will guide the church, lead Christians in our community here and across the globe in right paths for your name's sake. Hear us, O God. God, our provider, we cry out for this planet and the life it holds. Rescue endangered animals and plants. Preserve threatened ecosystems and save creatures from natural disasters. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
God, our sovereign, we plead for your peace on earth. Bring an end to war and violence, and raise up leaders in governments, courts, businesses, schools, and community organizations who seek goodness and mercy. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
God, our healer, we call to you in our need. Uplift all who are made to feel unimportant, and transform the hearts of all infected by bigotry and prejudice. Care for all in special need this day, especially Dolores, Ava, Francis, Kathy Liberato, Ed, Nancy, Annie, Bobby, Nancy, Jessica, Mary, and Chase. Hear us, O God. God, our friend, we praise you for the diversity of people among us. Awaken us to share and receive the gifts we each possess, and stir up a spirit of understanding, celebration, and welcome for all. Hear us, O God. God, our home, we thank you for all who have died and completed their baptismal journeys. Grant us the faith to live until we too dwell in your house forever. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Receive our prayers, O God, through Jesus Christ, our strength and salvation.
Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Please share signs of peace with one another. Peace be with you. Pizza, pizza. Peace be with you. Good to see you, sir. Peace be with you. Everyone's coming to give me a piece.
Say peace. Say God knows how she's got you.
Peace be with you. He's shaking everyone's hand. Peace be with you.
He's so into you.
I know.
Peace.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Peace be with you.
Peace be with you.
Peace be with you.
Peace
be with you. Did you hear we're doing continuous?
That's what I heard.
Okay. All right. Oh, peace be with you. See you. Peace be with you. Thanks for being here helping. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Good to see you. Good to see you. Peace be with you.
Good job on the song.
Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Peace be with you, dude. I like your shirt. It's cool. Is basketball your favorite? Yeah. Do what?
All right. Any God sightings today? Oh, I got one. That's right. Joe Pop is not going to let me go without sharing my God sighting. The unmanageability of Mr. Andrew's life during Christmas season, Lenten season. So I have this bike that I often, that is my primary mode of transportation when it's not 20 degrees outside. And it's had four flat tires since October. One of them being here. I've had four different technicians work on it. It sat on my porch all winter. The other tire went flat, so two flat tires. Every day when I walked by, when it was 20 degrees, just a little tear went down my face. The guy came last week to fix it. So I have two new tubes. Ride it to St. Francis de Sales, one of my schools, last Friday, and it goes flat, not even a mile and a half. So it sat at St. Francis de Sales for a week, and he ordered me a new tire, and he kept telling me it's gonna be expensive. Well, the short story of that is it was $60. His knowledge of what is expensive, although I'm poor and mine are a little bit different. I was expecting a couple $100. Somewhere on Friday or on Thursday, between me getting off the trolley and meeting him at my bike, I lost my phone. My whole life is on my phone. So I went Thursday without a phone. Friday morning, I file a claim through Assurian, the insurance company. They're sending me a new phone the next day. File the claim. Not 20 minutes later do I get a message from a friend of mine, the only person I call besides my mother. Thank God this person didn't call my mother, because if he had called my mother on my phone, he had found my phone and he returned it to St. Francis de Sales. So I got my phone back and I have a new phone that I have to send back to Assurian and get my deductible back. So God was working. But I had a concert yesterday at Friends Center downtown. I left my tablet there, but I know it's there. So I'm playing out of sheet music today. All these books all over the place. But we're making it happen. God is working. I will leave here, get my tablet, go to my next concert today. It is never dull being Andrew Monath, let me tell you. Who can top that? Let's go. Yes.
I agree that God is working. Yesterday, when I was really busy for St. Patrick's Day, I was unsuccessfully trying to parallel park, and this man made eye contact with me and then just so kindly and like playfully guided me into the spot. And I just felt like it was a really special moment. I really appreciated it. And we laughed and we said goodbye, and it felt really good.
Beautiful. Pastor Mary, I know you have a God sighting.
Yes,
you're looking at me like, you're looking at me in that tone of voice, Pastor Mary.
If eyes could talk, right, Mr. Andrew? As you were talking, I did read the bulletin, then I forgot it was the blind man. You know, 20 years ago, I will tell this story. I too have an incredible story. 20 years ago, I was diagnosed with something called anesthesia neuroblastoma. And anybody who's in the medical field understands. And the doctor said, I said, oh, well, what's the treatment? And he said, we can make you comfortable. And if anybody around cancer knows what that means there was no treatment for it. And I said, well, how long? And he said, 6 months, 8 months. And I was like, really? Well, needless to say, here I am, 25 years later. A whole army of people got together, my colleagues and members of the church I was serving at the time in Philly, and they said, well, we're going to have a prayer service and you're invited. So I went, and then I went to my surgeon's office again, and he said, well, let me, you know, I was down at Einstein in the operating room, and he said, well, let's just take a look up there. And all of a sudden, you know, they put you out sort of halfway, and I was sort of out, and all of a sudden I heard these two surgeons going, wait, what? Get somebody. I thought, what the heck's going on, you know? And, you know, they woke me up. The tumor had turned to mush, and they just sucked the tumor out. Yeah, it really did happen. I mean, it really, really did happen. One of my colleagues and my best friend were down the hall, and apparently the surgeon came running down the hall, you know, shouting and yelling. He said, she's fine. So since then, what I think is your story was so cool was because, you know, I'm like the cancer kid here, right? So it didn't, that miracle sort of, it was a miracle, I'm sorry.
It just was,
plain and simple. But did it stop me from getting cancer? No.
No.
Right? You know. But I continue to be grateful, and thank you for your lovely gift of DoorDash this time around. Oh, for crying out loud. Watch my gaze, right? Gimp around. Thank you so much. It really is great. It's great to be part of this community, and it's really great to be back.
All right, staff. There's a God sighting right there.
Yeah, that's one of my miracles for sure. And there's my other one. So last week, Saturday night to Sunday, Nico woke up with a bad stomach bug. It was not fun. He was vomiting all night, which means we were up all night and started doing wash at 2 a.m. and continued on through. Nico fell asleep, cried himself to sleep on the couch around 8 a.m. because he wanted to go to church. To me, that was just amazing. I told my mom, I said, it was just, I know I never have cried myself growing up in a Catholic church that I did not. So I love that he has
Mommy,
this community here.
I puked.
I puked. I'm just very grateful for this community that has turned a family, and how my family and my children are welcomed and taken care of.
Absolutely. Thank
Yay.
You. We're going to give you the mic next week. You can walk it around, Nico.
Oh, don't say that. He might try. Are there any other godlings?
Yes.
Yes.
So on Tuesday night, I got a phone call from a very frantic 17-year-old girlfriend of my youngest son. And I couldn't even understand her, and I had to calm her down, and she let me know that Chase had been in an e-bike accident, and he did not win that at all. And I had to take him to the King of Prussia CHOP ER, and he looked like a horror movie when he walked in, and everybody there was like 8 and under, and kids were crying looking at him because he was blood-soaked and just very injured. And the people at CHOP King of Prussia took my son back into triage. We never left the triage room because that's where they put us because he was so horrific looking. Many stitches and road rash, you know, cleaned later. He has several teeth that are going to be, he's going to be put out tomorrow, and they're going to take his teeth out and put in implants. But he wasn't wearing his helmet because, you know, why listen to your mom when you're almost 17 years old? And my son, even though he walked away pretty scary looking, he walked away. And it could have been so much worse. They followed the concussion protocols. He did not have a concussion. And I'm not that girl. 2 drops of blood usually have to wake me up. And so it was really scary. And if something like that doesn't make you realize that God is ever present, nothing will. And then I walked in this morning, and I'm sitting here, and one of my favorite people on earth, Mr. Nico, came in and brought me flowers, and that just made my heart smile. So God is alive and well, and not just in St. Mark's.
Amen.
Yeah.
I just want to remind everybody that one of the blessings we seem to get every week right now is we have Panera in the library. And please make sure you stop and take before you leave. And I think someone told, was it you, Susan? Said there's sandwiches. Somebody brought in sandwiches also. So I don't know what's there, but breakfast sandwiches. But please enjoy.
Was somebody going to announce about the Easter eggs? Joe?
Hi, I just wanted to let you know that we are wrapping up the season. I went and picked up the last of the orders yesterday. Everything is packed and wrapped, individual, whoever ordered. We do have a couple flavors. We do have a couple boxes of each flavor left. First come, first serve. So if you want any extra, if you like procrastinate and didn't get your order in, if you do have your order ready, I mean, if you did put an order in, I have them wrapped. They're down in the basement. I'll be here for like an extra 20 minutes.
All right. The other announcement is that Kids Church Faith Formation is not going to be meeting today. One of the folks, kid got sick, and the other couldn't replace after having to go out of town. So no Faith Formation leaving immediately. You are asked, all the kids, and I know there's not a lot here today because it was, you know, saying that we're not doing the class, but they're going to meet with Mr. Andrew in the music room. Right over here in this hallway to practice. So any kids that are here, sorry, we don't have faith formation today, but we do have practice with Mr. Andrew. All right. It is at this moment in our service we share our gifts together. We share what we have in our hearts and in our homes. We also share what's in our pocketbooks, and we share our time and our talents. I invite the ushers to come forward to receive the offering today.
How's that?
I can't really see.
it's so
awesome. That was fabulous. Such a blessing for us. We thank you guys. Please rise. Let us pray. God, our provider, you have not fed us with bread alone, but with words of grace and life. Bless us in these gifts which we receive from your bounty, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior, Jesus Christ. You call your people to cleanse their hearts and prepare with joy for the Paschal feast, that renewed in the gift of baptism, we may come to the fullness of your grace. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. The night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. We are not having faith formation today, and we're not going to do rails. You will come up the center aisle, receive communion, and you can do it that way. It's a little bit easier on all of us today. Thank you very much. Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Come to the table. Taste and see.
Thank you.
sorry. Yes, the body of Christ is over. Now we're going to get how many we need? Is two enough? You need three. All right. Today's three. Gotcha. Do you know what I say? Do you want to say to you, right? God loves you. And so do I. The body of Christ broken in you. The body of Christ broken and given for you. Bread's ready. Meet. Can we give us some bread? No. Sorry. Try to just touch a little bit. The body of Christ broken for you. Body of Christ broken for you. Do you take, let's see, that, do you take gluten free or regular? Okay. Body of Christ given for you. God loves you, buddy. Oh, sorry. Thank you.
Let us pray. God of our salvation, we give you thanks for this meal that restores our souls, reconciles us to you, and strengthens us for the journey. Through the body and blood of your Son, may we become Christ's body in the world, bearing witness to your love for all creation, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Send people out of this place every single Sunday, and we say, take care of the poor, go in peace, go and be Christ in the world. There are a couple of opportunities that you can be Christ in the world right here in our church as we reach out. Every Thursday night, they're cooking that meal. They need people to help get set up at the clean. There are people who are working on the machines in the back, getting all of that technology up to our website and our Facebook page. We need more volunteers to get trained. There is a service and mission meeting next week. The service and mission meeting is on Monday. Worship is on Monday, mission and service. If you've got questions about those things, please just email me, and I'll try to fix those. But guess what? When we do these things, we're being God's hands. The group that worked the table yesterday, thank you so, so much. Setting up, I'm not kidding, 250 pretzels and over 300 bottles of water. And people noticed that we were out there doing this not to gain glory, but to make sure that they had a little water and something to eat in their stomach while they were imbibing other things for those days. This is a place that's happening, right? There are things happening, and you can be involved in it.
And that is what I hope you'll do, because that is how we are Christ in the world. That's how we share our grace outside the doors. And so go in peace and serve the Lord. Amen.